It became clear early on election night that Dan Maffei was going to lose his re-election effort to Congress. But as WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the scope of the loss has left many surprised.
Stunning is a word more than one political analyst used to describe Democratic Congressman Dan Maffei's 20-point loss to Republican John Katko. Not that Maffei lost, but by how much. Maffei's campaign, which was steered largely by the National Democratic Party, failed to energize voters during an election cycle where there was a national momentum for Republicans. Maffei went negative early this year in an effort to shade Katko, a former federal prosecutor, in dim light. Grant Reher is host of WRVO's Campbell Conversations and a political scientist at Syracuse University.
The irony here is that he may have ended up defining himself more than his opponent through the negativity, in particular, the level of some of the negativity.
Maffei's campaigns have left Democrats frustrated with his inability to excite the party loyalty. Perhaps that was visible in his concession speech Tuesday. Maffei walked up to the podium alone, gave brief remarks, and then vanished.
I think it was I had the sense of me of like, I'm getting this over with, and then I'm gone. And then I'm leaving.
Reher says it was likely several dings in Maffei's campaign, such as the negativity and Republicans' momentum, which ended up compounding Maffei's losses. He took on a persona of being combative and argumentative, rather than an energetic representative who enjoys campaigning. With no presidential contest and an uninteresting race for governor this year, few Democratic voters came out to the polls. Unofficial voter turnout averaged 43% in the district. Democrats seemed disappointed that renewed efforts to get out the vote failed them. Support for Maffei was the lowest he's ever seen. His third loss in five runs for Congress was by far his worst. In his first campaign 8 years ago, he drew 107,000 votes. This year, his early tally is below 76,000. Even in 2010, when he lost in a midterm election, he drew 28,000 more votes than that. This was the first time Maffei failed to even win the liberal heart of the district, Onondaga County. A policy wonk and self-proclaimed nerd, Maffei never connected well with Central New Yorkers over his campaigns for Congress. In the end, he always needed a more popular Democrat on the top of the ticket to tow him to victory. Syracuse University political scientist Christy Anderson says a more charismatic Democrat likely could have held on to the 24th congressional district better.
It's not a slam dunk, but I think it's certainly possible, yeah.
So now this Central New York congressional district switches back to a Republican. It's essentially the fourth time this district has been represented by a freshman lawmaker. That's after 20 years of Republican Jim Walsh. Anderson says it's hard to know if this back and forth will become a long-term pattern.
This has been such a volatile time between 2008 and now, which is when these flips have happened. It seems possible that we would get somebody from one or the other party in there who established himself or herself, and what they would have to do is acquire the benefits that accrue to incumbents.
Maffei was never able to win re-election and establish that seniority. That will now be Katko's challenge in a difficult district. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.